All right, so this is Sunday, Mother's Day, and we've just seen a tough slug-em-out game in League One between Durham United and FC London. And here's the head coach, Paul Martin, is going to, I'm going to ask him about the game. How did today's game go?
It was a difficult game, a difficult one, a tough loss at home. We weren't expecting to lose on our home opener. But it happens. There's two teams on the field and a referee between you sometimes, and sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't, right? So unfortunately today it didn't go our way.
Okay. Well, I would be a bit optimistic because this is 2-1 goal losses to these, I predicted, the two best teams in the league based on last year. But tell us something about how Durham United has, I guess, risen like a phoenix, that they weren't even playing last year, although I would say their women's team did win the championship, but the men's team is back. What brought that in? All different lineup, everything.
Sure. I'm a member of the community. I've been in Pickering for the past 15, 20 years, and started up my coaching career in this community and left to coach in Scarborough, and had built a program there and was hoping for an opportunity to come to League One. Unfortunately, the opportunity that I had for League One last year didn't quite pan out to what I wanted, so I declined that and continued to search for another opportunity. This opportunity came up this year, and my goal coming back to the community was to rebuild the program. So it's not about just one team. It's about building a full program for Durham. So like you said, like a phoenix rising up again out of the ashes, we've done that. We have more than just one team. We're building under-21s. We're building under-17s. We're building men's, and we're building League One. You have to have a support system and a structure, and I'm working through the administration to make sure we have the supports put in place to be able to be competitive long-term, not just a one-and-done, so to speak. So for us, it starts with the younger ages, with OPDL. I've been OPDL before coach in the past, and I've spent some time revamping the OPDL program. The OPDL team I inherited only won one game last year. Already in the short span of 2 months, I've sent one player to a national team tryout who made the team down in Trinidad. Unfortunately, his passport wasn't able to be cleared in time, whilst he would be playing right now. In that group, we went down to the EDP Showcase, which is one of the top showcases in the U.S. We got ranked against the top 10 U.S. teams, and like within the top 10. And we lost a couple tightly contested games. And in league play, we're 2-0 so far, and we won our League Cup game, so our team is now 3-0. And we've already entered into two other showcases. So in a very short space of time, a month and a half, I've had that team play about 10 games, and really teaching them how to be disciplined and how to win. So we're taking that throughout all of our teams, our men's team and also our under-21s, with that structure and with the coaching staff and players who want to come into what we're trying to build here at Durham. We believe that Durham is poised for great growth from a community standpoint, as well as from an economic development standpoint. So for me, this was a real key time to come back to the community and be able to build something. I personally am a builder. That's what I do. Every place I've gone, I've built tremendous things. I'm looking to build something tremendous here again at Durham.
Okay, nice. I'm not sure how many games will be back at this Dome Stadium, but you'll be at the Pickering Soccer Center later in the year. That's where we are now. Yep. But the Kinsmen Park later in the year for outdoor games?
Yes, this year we drew more away games than home games because it's obviously an unbalanced schedule and it's only one game you play each team. And that's why I kind of, I get a little hot sometimes at trying to get the players to understand. Having been a player myself and having played some college and semi-pro and whatnot, I understand the demands of being able to perform under pressure. And I think because we have such a young team, they're learning that still. It's going to take us some time to be competitive. And I did warn them that, the kickoff of the season is going to be against the two toughest teams. And because we don't have our full proper roster, that shows a bit. And that's not to make any excuses or to take anything away from the opposing teams. They've done their job and done really well. But, we just fallen a little bit short. I expected a little better from our guys, but that's okay because we knew coming into the season that we'd be facing some of the toughest teams. Mm. We had a five-game preseason where we played some teams, and we came out 500. So it was also trying players and looking at various positions and combinations, and that's happening. So for us now, you see the team changed quite a bit from last week to this week. It's going to change quite a bit from this week to next week, and it'll change by the time we get to the fourth week, we should settle in because we still have another four players that joined us this week that came back from college. We got another five players coming back next week as well. So, you add six or seven players into the mix, and it's a different-looking team.
That'll make the team maybe a couple of years older on average?
Actually, younger.
They'll actually be younger.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
So we have a real young development pool, and that's why we created two under-21 teams to be able to allow those players to keep playing and developing. You need somewhere to play. While you're not getting minutes, you're not seeing the field a lot, you need to be understanding of what the program is. So at the end of the day, like I said, this is not a one and done. This is about building a long-term program, about as well as marketing the program as well, too. We're doing a lot of marketing to the players, and we want to market to the league. And hopefully we can attract the right kind of people. Like, a lot of people have come. We started out, and we had tryouts from since February. We've seen over 220 players, seen every single one of them at all levels, from all communities, from all places. And we settled in on players who have some experience and have played in the league for a number of years, so we can at least be competitive. But we haven't really started to introduce our youth. So you'll notice at the end of the game, then when we're down, when I started making changes, we started introducing that youth. And you saw a difference in the game in terms of just pace and structure.
Second half, turnaround. A shot a few feet lower, and it would have been a tie game at the end there. Yeah.
So we had a number of good chances. If we look at chances both sides, I think both teams had their fair share. I think we had a few more in terms of heavy finish. It might be a different game. Physical game, too. And that's one of the things that these guys are really adjusting to, because a lot of times they'll get knocked or hit or whatever, and they stop playing or they fall down. And that's something you can't do. You got to play through that, right? It's a men's game. It's a men's game, and it's semi-professional, and welcome to that level. And that's what I tell them all the time. So my method of operation and development and training has been, for the past decade, of taking younger kids, 16, 17, 18, playing them with under-21s, playing them with men's, and trying to send them off for various opportunities. So we're hoping that from this group we can send some more players. And we're looking, hopefully, as everybody is, at the end of the day, one or two boys hopefully make it to a higher level. But unfortunately, the way they're playing right now, I'm telling them that, not that we're not playing okay football, it's just the quality is not there in terms of possession of the ball, in terms of, keeping possession, so we're not under constant pressure. When you're under a lot of pressure, as I always tell them, pressure makes dams break. So eventually the dam's going to break if you're under constant, relentless pressure. And, as you saw, I tell the goalie, you can't be playing around the back. We have a rule that we don't play back to the goal. We play forward as much as we can until we get comfortable, acclimatized. And the goalie's been, the last 2 weeks, complaining about how people don't play him. He wants to play back with his feet, and he wants to slow the game down. No, that's not what I want you to do. Case in point today. So the game made the point. It's unfortunate. That's the mistake that cost us the game as well, too. Mm. And now, hopefully, the goalie learned something from it. But, now he's under pressure because we have another three goalies who are under 21 who are looking, nipping at his heels to try and take his spot. So the lesson will be learned one way or the other. So at the end of the day, we're going to go a little bit younger. We have, like I said, a lot of college boys coming back. The one player you saw up top, I think the number is Michael Thornton. He has if you Google his name, you'll see a lot of history on him. And he was definitely a difference maker. Michael has been all over the world, to Italy, to Spain, to a number of places, England even at one point in time. And he's come back to join us because I coached Michael when he was in his youth. And we expect some big things from this season. So it's just a matter of getting him acclimatized, because he just came back from school on Tuesday. And then we have another, like I said, three or four boys coming back from a couple of Division II and one Division I school.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. And we'll say to Durham United, welcome back to the Men's League. And we'll see how they do this year. Thank you.